This gallery is a lighter space with artificial lighting and dominated by two paintings, easily the largest on our tour today. A 3-minute audiovisual show plays every 15 minutes. The lights will dim and areas of the two paintings will be spotlit to draw out particular details. This is a dramatic, large-scale oil painting on canvas in a carved blue and gold frame measuring 1.5 meters tall by 3.5 meters wide. It depicts a busy seascape of ships outside a harbour atop choppy waves, painted as vibrant blue swirls. In the middle of the painting are 5 Tudor warships. 3 are grouped together in the centre left, while the other 2 are slightly higher in the composition, towards its top right-hand corner. All are side-on, facing diagonally towards this top right corner, away from the land depicted in the bottom left. Each ship has a brown wooden base, with white decks decorated with English royal and heraldic shields. They have large white sails, billowing in the wind, and English flags wafting from the mast. One of these ships, the 4th from the left, has golden sails, and standing on the deck is a distant figure of Henry VIII, surrounded by trumpeters and soldiers. On the boat closest to us, people are climbing on board from a small rowing boat. There are several more small boats rowing towards the ship, away from the land in the foreground. Here, on a long jetty between 2 defensive towers that run along the bottom of the painting from the bottom left, there are many different men and a few children, all waiting to embark on the ships. On the top of the 2 towers are men firing cannons to salute the fleet and waving more flags in celebration. In the background, there are many other ships and a large castle on a hill in the back left corner. This painting shows the English fleet setting sail en route to the Field of Cloth of Gold on the 31st of May 1520.
On the left is Dover Castle and in the far distance, the coast of France. Henry VIII is seen in one of the big ships, all flying suitably celebratory streamers and heraldic banners. The ships are not probably meant to be the ones that Henry actually travelled in, but were painted to represent the biggest ships in Henry's navy. This makes the painting more impressive. One of the ships is probably the famous Mary Rose, perhaps the largest ship depicted right in the front of the painting. History paintings were part of Tudor propaganda, part of a visual language used by Henry VIII, along with costume, badges and symbols and portraits that advertised Tudor power and authority. These paintings are also full of people, ordinary men and women, the supporting cast of thousands who built and supplied the English court on its travels.
My name is Rosanna de Sancha, and my official title is Senior Paintings Conservator in the Royal Collection Trust.
Both this painting and the one that hangs next to it, the Field of Cloth of Gold, are examples of an important type of Tudor art, the history painting. They often formed a large series of artworks, decorating important rooms at Tudor palaces. Rosanna tells us more about how they would have been painted.
There are very different skills in the painting, and we can see different hands at work. They've been commissioned to paint a similar group of figures, but they do them differently. And for us, you know, it just feeds our natural sort of obsessive conservator type quality to distinguish between one person and another. And this very much lent us to thinking that within the painting, there are different nationalities at work.
To get to the next artwork, turn to the right